We've got a problem, and we've had this problem for a very long time.
To Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, the biggest problem the state faces is a chronic structural deficit that will reach $691 million this year. Berry told the We the People Civic Workshop in Stevens Point that our politicians are trying to do too much with too little.
For the last 10 to 15 years, we have been really making more promises than we can keep.
Despite the deficit, Wisconsin ranks 9th out of the 50 states in income taxes and 6th in property taxes. Berry says the only way to cut property taxes is to force some units of government to look for revenue elsewhere.
Whether it's technical colleges, which would be a possibility, or the state forestry property tax, or even counties, that's where we're probably going to have to look, an alternative to the property tax for them.
Mark O'Connell is the executive director of the Wisconsin Counties Association, and he agrees. O'Connell told the group that the counties he represents should be looking elsewhere for revenue.
We should not be relying on the property tax nearly to the extent that we are.
O'Connell wants to see changes in Wisconsin's sales tax. He says we could raise a lot of revenue if we tax the products of the information age and the new service economy like we tax manufactured goods.
We don't tax health clubs. We don't tax beauty and hair salons. We don't tax live bands. But we tax cold medication for your two-year-old. It seems to be a little inconsistent to me.
The innovative ideas being ventured on taxes and spending were part of a long day of looking at solutions to Wisconsin's problems. The We the People Workshop was a civic journalism project involving Wisconsin Public Radio and its media partners. Glenn Mobert, Wisconsin Public Radio.